Discover a sense of calm with Fitbit Sense, our first health watch to help you manage your stress and tune into your body with the advanced EDA sensor. Plus, all the health, heart, and fitness features you love. Introducing a smarter way to transform your health. Fitbit Sense. See how it all fits together at Fitbit.com and select retailers. New Fitbit Premium users get 6 months free. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, welcome to Friday. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Oh, we made it, didn't we? Oh,
feels good. Feels good. Yeah. A little nip in the air. 47 outside. Yeah, you like that?
It's been a really weird week because literally Wednesday we were swimming at a friend's pool, and then yesterday that was pretty little nip.
Yeah, little nip. Mm-hmm. Little nip in the air.
Yeah.
According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, frost threat tonight. Low of 38. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. This is my weather. This is my weather right here. So.
Sweater weather.
We've got a show for you this morning. I mean, as we do every morning, you know, and we try
you
not
have
to
a show.
We try not to like build it up to be something that it's not, so as to not defy your expectations of what we deliver on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
We got Florida, we got nakedness, we got You Laugh You Lose, we got family secrets, we got Facebook fights. So, I mean, we've got a lot to get to on this show.
There are things. And some of them mildly entertaining.
Might be entertaining, yeah. All right, so I've had my overnight oats. Have you ever made overnight oats for yourself?
Overnight oats?
Yeah.
No. Sounds like a lot of effort.
It is kind of, but it's not kind of at the same time. It's like when you put oatmeal in a jar and you like put some like milk or you know, fruits or whatever in it, and you stick it in a jar, you put a lid on it, you stick it in the fridge, and you let it like sit overnight. That's why it's called overnight oats. So you
marinate
eat it
together.
Yeah, you eat it cold, but overnight it allows it to like the oatmeal to get soft and everything to kind of gel together. And look at me, culinary tips here to start the 6 o'clock hour.
It's breakfast corner.
I know.
Here, like, my oatmeal comes in little packets that you put
Well,
in
I know.
Water,
you have to put it in the microwave.
Microwave for a minute.
Right.
That's where my oatmeal comes.
Exactly. So you can literally grab it out of the fridge if you think the night before to do this. So
I like warm oatmeal.
It takes a little bit of preparation, but knocked out some overnight oats this morning. So my point is, I've had 2 cups of coffee, I've had my overnight oats, and I'm ready to go.
You're good to go. Yeah. All right, you're fueled up.
I'm fueled up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to give away $1,000 sometime today. So we'll kick off Karen's Cash. Do these every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is kind of amazing. A worker at a Chick-fil-A in Georgia saved a child who was choking in the back seat in the drive-thru line.
Wow.
So his name's Zach. He heard frantic cries coming from an SUV in the drive-thru just after a busy lunch hour, rushed over to check on the situation. The child in the back seat was choking because the seatbelt had become wrapped around the windpipe.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so another employee quickly handed him a pair of scissors through the drive-thru window. He used that to cut the seatbelt, free the child in seconds.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Goodness gracious. Kind of an amazing story. We'll tweet out for you at Ben and Kelly Show. You can read the whole thing.
Dang. Okay. Feel good stories. We do these every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Oh, we got so much candy. It's 99.7 DJX for the Halloween Run 5K on Halloween morning out at the outlet shops of the Bluegrass with Mom's Music. We just did a video yesterday just kind of displaying some of the candy, but it's like mountains of candy.
Is it the good stuff?
I mean, listen, we're bougie. We're that house. Yes, we are that house with some full-size candy bars to give away. And, you know, the fun size, the chocolates, we've got the, you know, the gummies and the candy and the hard candies and all that. I mean, it's everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I'm excited
that you can be a part of it. The Halloween Run 5K. It's a 5K run around the outlet shop to the bluegrass in the shape of a pumpkin because hashtag festive. And then it gives you an excuse because you've done your workout to eat all the candy and drink all the booze the rest of the day. So that.
Have we hired like a drone or something to take a picture of the people going in the pumpkin route? How are we going to be able to like document that?
You can see the course on the website and you can see it's in the shape of a pumpkin. So.
Okay.
WDGX.com, click on events and you can sign up, be a part of that. On the way, Halloween morning. Coming up next, it's Florida making the show. It's a Setting the Bar story, and we are going to really, really narrow focus this Setting the Bar, not to just the general public, but to robbers specifically.
The thief community. Got it.
Okay, so if you are a part of the thief community, then we've got something for you.
Send the email to tune in.
Coming up next on 99.7 DJ. Setting the Bar stories. This is where we just kindly give you a story that sets the bar for your day very low. In the hopes that you don't do this, okay? The weekend ahead of us. Something to look forward to here. And again, I'm going to focus this on robbers, okay?
It's a niche audience. The thief community.
Yeah, so to robbers, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your wallet and shoes at the scene of the crime, you're doing okay.
Oh, I feel like at the meetings, that's one of the first things they remind you about.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think when robbers get together and talk about things, then, you know, it's like, Jerry, what have we told you? Don't leave the wallet and shoes at the scene of the crime. To Florida we go. We're
That's
Florida
how
police.
They find you real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Florida police had no issues tracking down Robert and Marcus, who, well, they tried to go on a little burglary spree, okay, inside the city limits of Ocala, Florida. But here's the thing. They were breaking into convenience stores. They were stealing cigarettes and lottery tickets. But while doing this, they were not only smoking the cigarettes inside the stores on camera.
Oh, wow.
But they left their shoes, their tools, and then Marcus left his wallet with his driver's license inside. So literally, police went to his house, knocked on his door, and said, "Hi, you're Marcus? We need to talk to you about this."
So, oh, wow. Well, I mean, I can't even number all of the things that they did wrong in that little scenario. Like, they were not paying attention at the meetings.
Yeah, you know, I get it. When you're going to rob something, you get excited. Sometimes the adrenaline's pumping and you just are quick to leave the premises. But sometimes you're so quick that you leave certain items of identification at the scene of the crime, allowing police to easily identify you.
Now, I'm sure police, on the other hand, would be like, no, no, keep doing it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes our job easier.
Oh, yeah, 100%, Kelly. Again, this is why this segment is focused solely for robbers that are listening.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right.
So, okay. To the robber community, okay?
To the thief community. All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your wallet and shoes at the scene of the crime, you're doing okay.
But police say keep doing that.
That is Florida making the show for you on 99.7 DJX. All right, how about a feel-good story, Kelly?
I feel like we need a feel-good story, but again, it's kind of like, you know, last hour we kind of had a hero kind of a situation. Same deal here.
Okay.
A teacher at an elementary school in Michigan is being praised for her quick thinking when she helped save the life of a student's grandmother while she was teaching remotely.
Whoa, what'd she do?
So she was teaching her first graders when one student started experiencing technical difficulties. She then called the student's grandmother, who was home with the girl, to kind of help solve the problem. But when the grandmother started talking, the teacher immediately knew something was wrong.
Mm.
She quickly alerted school administrators, who called 911. Grandma was having a stroke.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she's still in the hospital, but she is expected to survive.
Dang.
So because the teacher knew the signs, like, hey, something is a little off, and decided, you know what, didn't brush it off, she decided to do something about it. She saved a life.
Man, that.
Yeah.
That is some quick thinking.
Isn't it?
Holy Just cow.
Crazy. Yeah. I'll tweet out the story. You can read the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show.
Just got a text from Ashley asking to hear the winning word again because she was boiling water for tea. Listen. I'm not trying to mess up your morning routine here.
Yeah, we don't want to interfere with that.
Yeah, phone, P-H-O-N-E. Get that in at WDJX.com. Click win. And you could be just like Sabrina Hagman winning $1,000.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, wow is right.
I didn't think... I'm at work and I listen to it on my breaks and sometimes other times, and I never thought I would ever have a chance.
I know, never thought you'd ever have a chance, but you know what? Guess what? It only takes one.
She's clearly stunned.
Clearly. And you know what, Kelly? You know what's fun?
What's fun?
We also get the opportunity to find out the sound Sabrina made the first time she saw a man naked.
Whoa.
Impressive.
All right.
Impressive.
Great.
All right. So again, the word is phone, P-H-O-N-E on 99.7 DJX. New Justin Bieber dropped last night. Justin Bieber, Benny Blanco, Phineas. Phineas is Billie Eilish's brother.
And Jacob Tremblay is in the video, which is up on the website, WDJX.com.
Yeah, it's called...
played the kid in Wonder.
Oh, that's where he's from. Yeah, okay,
He played August in Wonder. You might not recognize him because he had a lot of makeup on.
Well, and he looks like a young Justin Bieber, and that's what this song is all about.
What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. I've had everything, but no one's listening, and that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so low.
Man, so yeah, like just pouring his heart out there.
Yeah, wow.
I feel like this is like Justin Bieber when he was backstage at Bash 09, and, you know, just like, you know, there's 15,000 screaming people out on 4th Street Live to see him.
And we thought he was just kind of being a little bit of a standoffish jerk, but he was just lonely.
I know. He was ripping his heart out. Inside. He needed a hug, Kelly, and we weren't there for him.
Well, I gave him a side hug.
You did kind of. Well, you were pregnant, so, I mean, you couldn't really give him a front hug too much.
Listen, I was 4 weeks after birth.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You were breastfeeding. I forgot about that.
I was in the truck pumping before going on stage.
Okay.
It's quite an operation.
By the way, last night, Justin told his fans, like, hey, my house isn't a hotel. Stop, like, hanging out outside my house.
Yeah. It's like, hey, thanks. I'm glad that you... you know, adore me, but let's not just hang out in my yard.
Right, right. So anyways, a song out now. It's called Lonely. You can see the video, like Kelly said, up at WDJX.com or hear it today and all this weekend on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's Family Secrets. And man, when you have a secret that you don't want your boyfriend to know, probably don't want to call us.
I don't want to scare him off, but at the same time, like, I really, really want him to stay in my life forever.
Okay.
I think it's cute that she's just assuming he's not going to listen. Or anyone that knows him is not going to listen.
Well, Kelly, here's the thing. I mean... we were second place in the Best of Louisville Leo Reader's Choice Award. So
I think she's overlooking that, though. I feel like that gives us at least 10 listeners.
No, I'm saying had we been first, maybe she should be worried. But second place, okay, we're good. We're good.
You're right.
We're good. All right, that's coming up. And you laugh, you lose on the way in about a half an hour. Got the notification yesterday. JCPS is planning to delay their in-person classes that they had tentatively scheduled for October 22nd to a yet-to-be-determined date. Sending out an email to the district yesterday just saying that, you know, there's nothing we want more than to have students and staff back in our school buildings, but we don't want to do it until we know it's safe for our students, their families, and our employees. I got to be honest, the best part of this whole thing is the audio clip that Wave 3 found of this kid when they had talked to him about the fact that, you know, in-person school was going to be delayed.
Leah King's first grade son, Elias, seems to enjoy school.
I like math.
I love it.
I like...
so cute.
Math! All right, here, hang on.
I like math, reading, fun stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy. Fun stuff. It is. School is fun.
He had me at...
I like... math.
Yeah. Absolutely. You could tell, like, the wheels were turning. Like, all right, what do I say? What's my favorite part about school?
What's my favorite school? I like math.
Yeah.
Anyways. They will obviously keep you posted on how that continues. But right now, there is no tentative date for return to in-person schooling for JCPS. All right, coming up. It is family secret, and you know, sometimes you tell us these things in almost the hopes that, you know, you get reassurance that it's okay. I think this is the case with this family secret. So, hear that coming up here next. Every week at this time, we open up our show to allow you to maybe expunge a secret that may be lying within. You know, sometimes it's just cathartic. It feels good to just get it out.
Cleanses you.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And sometimes it's almost as if you get it out for reassurance. And that's what I think is the case here. Go ahead.
I really, really like this guy. Like, we've been seeing each other 6 months.
Okay.
But ever since I was a little girl, I have just dreamed of my wedding day. And I really, like, I see this awesome potential in him.
Okay.
So I didn't tell him that I bought myself a wedding dress.
Okay. Bought yourself a wedding dress.
Okay.
Without his knowledge.
All right.
But continue. Go ahead.
And the problem is the fact that he's starting to move some things in. He's staying more often. Like, I'm having to, like, shove things over my closet. And I'm afraid he's going to see this bridal bag and be like, what is that? So
right.
I don't want to scare him off. But at the same time, like, I really, really want him to stay in my life forever. So this is why I want to be prepared. Plus, it was a really good, like, $99 deal.
Oh, well, you can't, you know, falter for a sale.
No, I understand that 100%. I can't pass up a deal. Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. I can't remember. Did she get the dress before she met the guy, or was it just a sale and she bought the dress on a whim? I can't remember.
It's hard to tell. It's kind of sounding like she bought it after they started dating.
Oh.
It's what it's sounding like. She didn't say, hey, I bought a wedding dress a long time ago just because I knew I'd want to wear it someday. And now I started dating this guy and I'm afraid he's going to freak out. I don't think that's the timeline.
Okay. Yeah.
Either way, a little awkward.
It is a little awkward because I know that, like I know in the case of my engagement and wedding, like my wife didn't buy a wedding dress until we had gotten engaged. We were planning that part of our life.
Bridal styles change all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, like, the lure of a good bargain when you see a beautiful dress and you're like, oh my God, that's only $99. You know, I understand that. I understand that to my core. I do. But
Kelly lives
I feel
that
like
life.
She's doing herself a disservice if she doesn't wait until she's actually planning a wedding to see what kind of beautiful styles they have now, because the dresses are way different than they were 14 years ago when I got married.
Kelly, and I don't want to bring something up here, but I'm just going to say it. What if she doesn't fit in her dress when it comes time to actually get married?
It's a valid concern.
But it's only $99, so you can almost say, well, whatever, it was $99.
Right, I'll sell it on Marketplace.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like, I think she jumped the gun just a little bit. Like, I know, I understand her excitement about him, but I do feel like that could be a little bit of a warning flag for
okay, so
he did see it.
Yeah, Michaela texted in and said, I have a wedding dress from when I was engaged. I have it hidden because I'm trying to get rid of it. So, like, okay. I guess she's kind of in the same boat that if, you know, Michaela starts dating and a guy starts snooping around, which, awkward, and comes across a wedding dress, it could send the wrong message. But
she was engaged before.
I know, but then it starts maybe a conversation that she's not ready to have with him.
Well, okay, but I feel like usually in the first couple of dates, you're spilling that tea, are you not?
Wow.
I'm just saying, don't you? Don't you get when you're talking about your history and your life and...
I don't know if I was formally engaged is in date one or date two. Am I just
maybe three or four? But I feel like it's early in the process of dating, right? You're not waiting 6 months in to tell him that.
I'm thinking 6 months after you're already married, you tell him that. All right.
I feel like we need an expert to weigh in who's right.
I don't know.
When
Chris,
you drop that nugget.
Text in and says it shouldn't bother him. Isn't the entire point of dating to find someone to marry? If he's not dating to marry, then she should move on. Well, I mean, it's hard to.
Very excellent point.
Yes, but it's hard to like think that far ahead and be that presumptuous. When you're so new into the relationship, a lot of people are uncomfortable with talking that way, you know?
Right. You're just dipping your toe just to see if there's even long-term potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Got it. But if he's already starting to move things in, then maybe it's a safe zone.
Maybe. All right. That's family secret. You can discuss at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Kelly, what is that sound? What is that sound?
Oh, wow. That's a sound that just gives me the sweats.
It gives me the sweats and makes my armpits sweat out because it's you laugh, you lose.
The jokes. Listen, we got to come back from a dismal last week.
I got to
be
honest.
We didn't have any good ammo.
On a scale of 1 to 10, last week's you laugh, you lose was a 0. So we...
Oh, well, that was harsh.
Just for showing up, I think we are better than last week. So...
Okay. All right, but I feel like there's a couple that maybe.
Okay, don't say it. Don't say
maybe.
It. Don't say it. You are going to jinx it. You are going to jinx it. You laugh, you lose. Coming up here in just about 8 minutes. Those trumpets can only mean one thing. That it's time for the epic battle of dad jokes, of bad dad jokes, known as
You Laugh.
You lose, Kelly K. How you feeling?
Well, I do. Who holds the trophy? It's in the background. Bring her up. You hold the trophy?
I do.
Show her off.
I do.
Again, she's really the centerpiece. What'd you put in it? A banana? Really? Does it need a banana?
It needs a banana, Kelly.
I don't know if it does.
That'll be a special treat for the winner.
That's
a trophy?
Great.
And a banana.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
So it's dad jokes.
All right. We got to bring it. We have got to bring it.
All right. Here we go. Okay. You laugh, you lose. Loser goes first. I believe that was you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
What's an avocado's favorite music?
What is an avocado's favorite music?
Guac and roll.
Guac and roll. Makes sense. Guacamole.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I can always tell when someone is lying just by looking at them.
Can you?
I can also tell when they're standing, too.
Very perceptive.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I went to a Mary Poppins themed restaurant the other day.
You did?
Yeah. They had super cauliflower cheese, but the lobster was atrocious.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
I know. Okay. I got through it. I'm sweating a little.
Kelly, sad story of a guy being taken to the gallows for his execution.
Oh.
The executioner asked if he had any last requests, and he asked for a high five. The executioner left him hanging.
Kind of deathy. Hey, I wonder if the earth makes fun of the moon for having no life.
Huh.
It's kind of like a shower thought.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
Does the moon have any life?
Kelly, in a freak accident today...
Yeah.
Man, sorry, another deathy joke. In a freak accident today, a photographer was killed when a huge lump of cheddar landed on him.
Ow.
Yeah, to be fair, the people who were being photographed did try to warn him. Cheese.
Got it.
Thanks.
Good one.
Thanks.
This one's from Derek. Gotta give credit to the author.
All right.
Crab walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Bartender says, I can't serve you.
Yeah.
You're already walking sideways.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Got another cheese joke for you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
The cheese shop next door exploded this morning. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
There was debris everywhere.
Brie cheese.
Yeah, brie cheese. Got it. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to stay in kind of like the food lane.
Okay.
How do you make an elephant float?
How do you make an elephant float?
2 scoops of ice cream, 1 can of root beer, and an elephant.
That was stupid.
I gotta tip my hat to the punchline when I said food.
Stupid. Yes, you did.
I did.
That was stupid. That was dumb.
You still fell into my trap. You fell into
that
my
was
trap.
That was dumb. That was dumb. You get it though. Congratulations. You want your banana now or later?
I don't want your banana.
Here comes your banana.
I don't want the banana.
There it is. You laugh, you lose. Very bad jokes. The object is not to laugh. Kelly holds the trophy again. So that brings that brings the total to Kelly 21, Ben 19.
Ooh, how does that feel? Does it hurt a little?
Does, just a little bit. All right, so hey, another you laugh, you lose.
Coming up, we do? Did we do better than last week?
I don't know.
What did the peanut gallery think?
It's hard to tell. 99.7 DJX. Kelly, I've got some great news.
I'm excited.
Great
news.
It's got to
involve Ryan Reynolds for chocolate, right?
Love has been restored. Cardi B is back with Offset. Yeah!
Okay.
Love that was lost. We didn't know even where to turn after Cardi kicked him to the curb after cheating so many times, and she had enough of it, was just like, I can't quit you.
But didn't she say literally that there's no chance of reconciliation
yes.
in the filing?
Yes, Kelly.
She literally said that. Okay. But then he bought her a custom Rolls Royce, and maybe she was like, all right.
She said that had nothing to do with it.
It's hard not to talk to your best friend. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard not to talk to your best friend.
It's hard not to talk to your best friend, she says.
Yes, I get it.
It's really hard to have not to have no...
Okay. It's really hard not to have...
Back the truck up. Did she say what I think she said?
She said...
Did she?
She said it's really hard, we'll say, not to have,
Richard?
Male companions.
Okay, right.
He's like, people have been saying that I took him back like I'm a materialistic. I do like material things.
Yeah, so she's like, people are saying that I took him back.
I do like material things. So, the Rolls Royce had something to do with it.
I mean, it would probably win me over, to be quite honest. be like, I hate you. I never want to see you ever again. And then here's a Rolls Royce. Oh, my. Okay, well, maybe I will try it one more time.
One more time.
And it was her birthday, and...
I like material things, and I love them. Like, no. And I really wanted some for my birthday, really.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. Gracious.
Listen, she has needs. We all have needs. Let's let these two lovebirds love each other, okay?
But why? I didn't really need to hear her say it. I didn't. I could have gone on with the rest of my day being super happy, not hearing her say that.
But Kelly, we are here to celebrate love.
That's great.
What I'm we thought was happy. Over and done forever is here once again. If you want to read more about
it's at
it.
These times. No, it's at these times where I question my existence.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, so congratulations. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Congratulations to Cardi B and Offset.
That's great news.
Love wins again on 99.7.
You can read the transcript of what she said on the website, WDJX.com.
You can get a hold of us, Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. Sometimes you see drama, you screenshot it, you send it to us.
So Terry's a little salty, okay? She thinks that she's been dubbed the internet explainer.
All right.
About certain terms. So she's trying to educate James and Jill. Wendy tries to help in the educational process.
Okay. Kelly and I act it out. Let's do it.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Fight Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
Due to somebody being an asshat and contacting the health department for no reason, the church fish fries canceled for Saturday, but the yard sale is still on. Come Saturday, you gonna wish that you had that hot piece of fish, Felicia?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait a second. Can we just pause the church fish fry? And she's already got a mouth on her.
Yep, she does. It's been canceled. How do you know it was Felicia? Good point.
It's not a person named Felicia. It's someone acting like a Felicia.
Terry, you mean like a Karen?
Yeah, like a Karen.
Okay, so we've gotten Karens and we've gotten Felicias thrown out in this. Okay. Then why didn't you just write Karen?
This ain't a Karen moment. It's a Felicia moment. Do I have to explain the whole internet to you? I'm angry because the fish fry's off.
Okay, wow. Enough of this Facebook fight.
I'm sorry your fish fry's off, but can you tell me what a bucket is?
Mm.
Uh-oh. What? Can you read? I just told James I'm not the internet explainer.
Ah. Becky right now is a basic bitch.
Oh.
However, she previously was good at giving mouth hugs and is generally socially clueless.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, Wendy.
Wendy rolled in there going hard.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
Then what is a Chad?
James, a Chad is a douche canoe.
Oh, my God. Then why not just write douche canoe? Seems stupid to come up with slang terms for other slang terms.
This is a good point. What is happening here?
It's a valid point.
All right, Wendy, wrap it up.
See Terry's comment above about not being the explainer of the internet? And thanks for playing our home game, Chad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that was a lot to take in.
It was a lot. And to be fair, there was a very valid point about why we're making up, like, names for slang terms. And, oh, wow.
All right, let's just be nice on the internet. How about that? All right?
But maybe we need to go back to church with these people.
That was Facebook Fight Theater. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we'll go from that to a setting the bar story that includes nudity. So,
look, yeah, nakedness.
A little something for everyone on the show here.
Oh, God.
All right, that is coming up. May you have the energy today of Queen BV59. She's a TikTok user who's getting a lot of attention because of her energy getting ready to go early vote.
Okay, guys, I'm going over here and get my jush. I got my grown folks hair on.
Got my grown folks hair on?
Grown folks hair on.
I got my savage clothes on.
Savage clothes, check.
Because I'm going to vote. And ain't going to stop me.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
May you have that energy today.
She's sassy.
With your savage clothes and your grown folks hair on. So there you go. That was Queen Bee V59. Getting a lot of attention there on TikTok from with her energy. So coming up here next, it is a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do. And it's been a minute. So, yeah, why not get to some nakedness, right?
Yeah, nakedness. It's actually on a poster. Like, we have a banner that says that.
And it has a blurred picture of me, which is kind of awkward.
It is awkward. Do you still have it hanging in your office?
No.
Chad would be upset.
Yeah, he probably would be. Anyways, that's coming up. Setting the Bar, 99.7 JX. We give you Setting the Bar stories every single day just to try to show that there are people doing things that are not right in order for you to at least use that as a bar to set for your own life.
Yeah, feel better about your own life choices. Sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without spending time in your backyard naked, then you're doing okay. Now, I say this, but I'm like, is that illegal?
It's your backyard.
Yeah, from WOWT.
Even at dusk, one can see the man's white slide leading into his pool through this fence. Uh-huh. This is where Omaha police say a 4-year-old child could have seen a 43-year-old man enjoying his hot tub and pool in the nude.
Ah.
He's skinny dipping. Okay, listen. So we need a higher fence? Is that what we need?
Well, she's got a 6-foot-high privacy fence, but it's got slats in it that is, you know, like a couple inches between each slat. So it's like one of those rickety old doors in a bathroom where the you know, there's a space between the door and you're sitting there using the restroom going, man, people can see this, right?
Most neighbors have a perfect view.
That's how one woman described the vantage point homeowners have of their newest neighbor.
Okay, so he's nude.
Right.
He's nude in the neighborhood. He's nude to the neighborhood, and homeboy is just letting it all hang out.
Neighbors have taken their complaints to police and the neighborhood association. Uh-huh. They say there'd be little trouble if he just cover up.
I mean, he had no clothes on whatsoever. Nobody wants to see it.
Well, does nobody want to see that?
Well, okay, depends. Does he look like Ryan Reynolds?
Listen,
I might let it pass.
If he's new to the neighborhood, maybe he's just trying to meet people.
Is he? It sounds to me like he likes hanging out on his own if he's naked a lot.
Yeah, I thought that if it was on your own property, you were all right with that.
Well,
maybe it's inside your own house. I don't know.
You know what? If he's sliding down the slide, sometimes the top of the slide is over the fence. So there's a brief view. But I'm thinking if he's just lounging in his hot tub, he should be good.
Okay.
But I think it's the slide that's doing him in.
Ah.
He's like, wee, you know, wow.
Which, you know what? Naked buns on a slide, that's hot.
Yeah, no,
that could burn you.
That can get you, especially if it's not, if the slide's not well lubricated.
Yeah, if the slide's
water.
Right.
If going down it.
The slide isn't very slick, then,
yeah.
I mean, you could hurt yourself. You could hurt your buns.
Ouch.
You could hurt your, you know, nuggets.
Like a rug burn kind of thing. Yeah, just for safety. Maybe he should wear some trunks when he's going down the slide.
All right,
maybe.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without spending time in your backyard, in your pool and hot tub, naked, then you're doing okay.
It's not going to win him any invitations to barbecues in the neighborhood, it sounds like.
Or again, maybe it will. That's setting the bar. Good news, my Prime Day Amazon Prime purchase is, I just got a notification that it's on its way. So, boom.
Oh, that's great. Now, are they like Christmas gifts or can you reveal what you bought?
I don't even know. I got him.
You
and
don't
I,
remember?
Well, that sounds bad. I know what I got because they tell you what's arriving. You know, they're like, hey, this is.
Yes.
I did get myself, you know, some joggers. So I did find some Prime Day deals on some joggers. So I did purchase.
How much money did you save?
I saved $7.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have plans for that $7 that you saved?
Like, I mean,
how can you repurpose that $7 you would have spent on the joggers?
Well, but the items that are coming today, so they're coming in two waves. One is today, and the other, I think, is Monday. So I think my joggers, I got to wait over the weekend and wait for them to come Monday. But
what else are you getting?
That's the stuff I don't think I can say because I haven't decided. And when I said I don't know, I haven't decided what I'm going to do with them yet. I just got the stuff, so I don't know if it's going to be like if I can wait that long till Christmas to give them away or give them to the people they're intended for, or if I just say, all right, well, happy Halloween, trick or treat, here you go.
So, okay, we got some more pantry storage containers that have little chalk labels.
Oh, because Prime Day savings.
About that. Yes, basically. And then we got TV.
How much money did you save?
I don't know. My husband did all the buying.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and we got some like laundry room organizer racks.
Man, there were some great deals on televisions. Like,
yeah.
I was looking at some of them going, holy cow, like a 60-inch television for like $300. I'm like, what?
It is shocking.
I know. I'm like, can I fit this on this wall? I mean, we could plaster our entire house with a TV in every room. That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, they are so inexpensive compared to what they used to cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, so just wanted to let you know that my first purchases from Prime Day, I don't have long to wait. Coming today.
Well, now you're going to have to post a picture of your joggers when you get them because we're going to need to see you model those.
Oh,
you modeled your lady clothes that you got earlier in the week.
I was thinking, I was like, man, I double checked and I checked and I double checked. I was like, man, these aren't women's joggers, are they? I mean,
now you're a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
You're a little gun shy, right?
A little nervous. All right. I'll let you know, though. I'll keep you posted. Hey, coming up,
that's great.
Setting the bar story, small examples of what not to do. This is, so the authorities don't know whether the brother made a mistake or is to blame.
Oh, well, when you know that the authorities are involved at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's setting the bar.
Don't do that.
Coming up. All right, setting the bar. This is wild. These are small examples of what not to do. Okay, so if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally burying your brother thinking he died when he didn't, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Wow, you have got to explain that one. Like, are we talking casket and everything? What's happening?
Okay, so it didn't make it to casket stage, thankfully.
Okay.
But now authorities, I'm going to give you kind of a spoiler alert. Authorities are wondering if the brother is to blame or if he didn't know.
Oh, wow.
So, were the brothers fighting? What's the backstory?
So, in India, the brothers are 70 and 74 years old. So, they're elderly, right?
Okay.
And Mr. Kumar was apparently pronounced dead or thought he was dead. And so, his brother put him kind of in a freezer box.
Oh.
To hold him until, you know, they could, you know, go
verify?
With the next steps of, you know, like burying him and all that. But the freezer company saw him like shivering and moving. And so they opened up the freezer and they were like, oh, he's alive. He's going to be okay.
Holy cow.
So he's responding to treatment and he's cooperating. And now the 70-year-old brother is being investigated for neglect conduct, but he has yet to be, like, you know, arrested or anything like that. But my gosh.
We need to know, were the brothers getting along before
all this? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, when you're talking about 74, there could be, like, you know, maybe he, there was health issues and that just seemed like that could be something that could happen.
Yeah. So again, like the 70-year-old brother assumed he had passed away. And they were preserving his body for last rites, but freezer box company was like, this guy ain't dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that crazy. So, yeah.
That is a lot.
Setting the bar. Again, try to make it through the day without burying your brother, thinking he died when he didn't. I think we can all do that, right? I think so.
I think when you said small example of what not to do, this is a big one.
That's a big one. All right, sorry. This is a big example of what not
it's
to
a
do.
Big example.
All right. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Remember, your word is Highlands. You can be just like Sabrina.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, you know, listen, you get the weird phone call from a weird number, and you're like, I don't know anybody with that number. Sometimes you're going to have to answer it because it could be someone on the other line saying, hey, guess what? You're Karen's cash word. You just won $1,000. So,
yeah. And you know what? I've been getting a lot of calls lately about, you know, my car's extended warranty. So I've been like not answering all of them. So I get it. If you're in the same situation, still answer it. Take that chance if you're entering this contest.
Kelly, I mean, but you really should probably look at an extended warranty on your car. All right, it's AJR. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you heard Justin Bieber released a new song last night. Very slow, very kind of raw and emotional, called Lonely with Benny Blanco and Phineas.
What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me.
He's talking about, like, growing up as a kid, like, star.
'Cause I've had everything. No one's listening, and that's just f***ing lonely.
Yeah, so maybe when, you know, he was just a kid and he came through 4th Street Live for 99.7 DJX's birthday bash.
Maybe we thought he was a little bit standoffish and a little snobby. He was just lonely.
Yeah, maybe he was just lonely. Maybe we were going at it the wrong way.
Yeah, and you know, the kid in the video is Jacob Tremblay, who is an actor that you might recognize as the star in Wonder, that movie.
Okay.
He played Augie in Wonder, but he had a bunch of makeup on, so he kind of didn't look like that.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a young Justin Bieber in this video.
He does.
Yeah, you can see the video up at WDJX.com. We'll be playing it all day today and this weekend, so you can hear Lonely here on 99.7 DJX, which, by the way, yesterday, Justin posts on his Instagram story, like, hey, my house isn't a hotel. Quit hanging outside my house.
Yes, apparently there's been some fans just loitering.
I know.
Outside the front of his place, and that's weird.
Yeah, it is a little bit weird. All right, well, hey, enjoy the rest of your day. We got another winning word for Karen's Cash coming up right around 10 o'clock, and every hour near the beginning of each hour throughout the rest of the day. Then it's going to get nice and frosty and nippy tonight and into tomorrow as frost warning. Oh, cover those moms, guys. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Cover the flowers, the mums.
Yeah, make sure. I mean, mums are hardy. They're hardy flowers, but just make sure with that frost that you just cover those mums. Cover the mums. All right. Garden corner here. All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.